Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
All right, y'all, listen, listen. We are back in the building. Yeah, this is Shift Real Talk Tuesdays, y'all. People. I'm your girl, Lady Free.
I'm Pastor Jay.
And listen, we have our special honored guest once again.
Once again, y'all.
We have Lady Alicia and her husband, my pastor.
That's right.
Pastor BJ Noel. Y'all, welcome back in the building.
In
Real Talk Tuesdays.
We in the house.
Yes, we are. Listen, listen. All right, today, our topic is going to be, it starts with him. That's exactly where it starts. You want to know the foundation of a healthy relationship? It starts with him.
Yeah.
Now, you have to decide whether it's the little H him or whether it's, I mean, the big H. You're right about it, sis. The big H him, him, that's him up there, or the little man, him. It's on you.
Yeah.
So listen, come back, join us. Well, I mean, not the little man like that, Pastor BJ. But for the... Lord, forgive us in the name of
Jesus. We got a great time. We're going to break this down so y'all can really understand what we're talking about.
So come on back.
Start with him.
After this. All right, listen, we are back.
We are back, y'all.
We are back. Y'all, listen, I'm enjoying this already.
Yes.
So, listen, the topic, come on.
So, listen again, y'all. My wife always, she gets excited every week, and that's fine.
That's great.
It's fine. That's what she's supposed to do.
But
let's take care of preliminaries first.
Okay.
You know, we cannot start this. But since that you are really excited.
No, that wasn't actually the start. That was the intro.
Okay, well, again, so you start us off with prayer because we can never forget the order.
Yes.
I can do
come
that.
Come on. Since,
thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Once again, for your bountiful blessings, Father God, for allowing us to stand before your presence. Father, we love you. We praise you. And, Lord, we want to do this podcast for you, Lord. It starts with you. It starts with your man. So, Lord, you just have your way. Bring to us everything you want us to speak on, Lord God. Give our viewers something to go eat on, Lord God, and taste and see that you're good. And, Lord, bless us also with an understanding, a greater knowledge of what this topic is all about, Lord. We're relying on you and your wisdom right now. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name, bless our guests. Bless our viewers and bless Sacred Stone Studios for blessing us to have this podcast here at their studios. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So listen, y'all, we're back again. And I just wanted to, before we get started, I wanted to take this time to just give homage to two great people that we have the opportunity to team up with.
Uh-huh.
And God knows when I say I've been a musician in New York for years, moved to Atlanta, then came to Houston, and could not find a pastor that really understood the purpose of why we do this thing.
Absolutely.
And God allowed me to get with two great, wonderful people who understand their purpose.
Yes.
And it's so it makes doing ministry so much easier.
We talk about you.
So because... Hey, Candy, how you doing? So because...
Family.
Because we... So because God put this together, I just have to give them their honor, give honor where honor is due.
Yes.
And I thank God for them because they understand the purpose of ministry and what ministry is for. And I thank God.
So
and that is so hard to find these days because pastors,
It's
hard to find because some people manipulate the ministry to try to build church.
My.
And not build people.
Come on now.
So it's important about building
people. Kim Scott, you already know.
Hey, Kim.
Sheena, hey,
so we thank God for them, y'all.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to take the time to thank God for them.
Thank and I just God.
Speak
Thank
to the you. Bishop. I always speak to him because yes. he is a bishop. He's
Cassandra,
a real bishop.
Hey, girl.
He's going to plant some church. But
and
so,
on top of that, y'all, they humble.
They very, man, listen, y'all.
Is it humble
if y'all
or
in
humble?
The Houston area, y'all, if y'all are in the
humble,
Houston area.
Humble, I say humble. Well, I say humble. It's all the same. It's that.
If y'all are in Amen. The people, we got a lot of people logging on, y'all. So look, they are, we are in the Houston area.
Yes.
107, Pastor, give them the address to the church, please.
10711 Dulcimer, Houston, Texas, 77051. Yes. Deep right. in the heart of Sunnyside, Texas.
Sunnyside. Yes, yes, yes.
Sunnyside, Texas.
So yes. we really inviting you guys to come on Sunday mornings where the word is being preached.
Yeah.
First Lady is singing under the prophetic anointing.
Yes.
And we're going to keep saying that. So yes. we just thank God
Kia,
for that.
What's up,
but anyway, y'all, hey, y'all logging in. Kia, I'm glad
That's
you kept
right,
your word
Kia.
And came
right.
on. So listen, y'all, we're going
to... Who's Kia?
She's like a spiritual daughter of mine.
She was actually Kiel at
was
the,
at the
back,
church.
The
she was at the back, this back to school bash.
Yeah,
yes.
Don't,
yes.
The little
don't,
lady.
Little mama, yeah.
Don't do
little
Kia like
powerful
that.
Mama.
Little mama, that's
Kia got a lot of power
Tisha
on
Tisha
the
Tisha back
inside.
Again.
Tisha, what's up?
Kia had that youth ministry going at the
yeah.
time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
That's right. So listen, y'all. So we want to kind of set the stage. We don't have no script. This is all the Holy Ghost. But he gives us the topic, and we just go with it. We don't, we just, as he gives it to us.
Uh-huh.
We're supposed to be ready, so the word is already in us.
Yeah.
So we understand that when God created a relationship, he created it, and it started somewhere.
Hey.
Yes.
It came from somewhere. Hey, yes. Alex, how you doing, bro?
Yes, Alex.
It started from somewhere.
It started from somewhere.
In the beginning, God created.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He created.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
When he created, he put things in order.
Yeah. Order. Right?
So there is an order that comes from God. When it comes.
Order.
So what he did was he gave man dominion.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Over what he created.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And then what he did when he gave him dominion, he gave him word.
Yeah. Gave him the word.
So guess what?
What was
everything
the word,
started. The word was create. Reproduce.
Cultivate. That means grow that thing, don't it?
Grow that thing. That means,
that's right.
That means that he gave the man the command to be in charge of his dominion, what God created. So, men, we have the power to rule.
Mm-hmm.
And we have also the understanding that we do things according to what God has given us.
The order.
And that's... For order of everything in our life.
Yep.
Yeah. He has given us that order.
Yes, he has.
So listen, if you're in a relationship and it is not growing, if it's not reproducing, it is not God.
It's not him. That's
right.
Because it starts with him, don't it?
Because it starts with him.
Yeah.
It starts with him. So a lot of us get in relationships. And
come on now.
I want to just kind of set
come
the tone.
You're reaching the
I wanted to set the tone and start it so that we can start the conversation from where it starts from.
It starts with him.
Yeah. So we got to understand, hey, Lester, how you doing, bro?
Lester.
So we got to understand. So this is a lot of times we find this happen in relationship. This is a relationship podcast, so we're going to do a relationship.
Yes.
Some of us get in relationship and don't know where to start from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our start comes from... The world has detained how God created the order of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So now when we get in relationships in today's time, it starts from sex. We get into relationships with the motive and the start of this is a very person that I want to get intimate with.
Yeah.
And that is the wrong
way
to
the vibe.
Get, that is the wrong start.
Yeah.
That is the wrong start, y'all.
Yeah,
come on, chime in with me, y'all.
That's the wrong start.
Come on.
So we got to be careful, y'all, of a person basing motives off of, because a lot, I'm going to be transparent. Here's another transparent moment.
Okay.
Now, before I got married, I met this beautiful young lady here. I didn't understand that I had too many things going on that I didn't deal with. I brung issues that I didn't deal with, and I brung it into the dating relationship that we were in.
Yeah.
So my relationship with her was motive-based. It was motive-based on my issue.
Yeah.
So I had to make her understand what I was going through, and I felt that would influence her to be with me.
Yeah.
But see, we got to realize and understand that What God has joined together.
Yeah.
Come on, right. Y'all.
No,
see,
no.
Let no man.
Yeah. And he didn't realize that the things he was saying to try to influence me was not the reason why I was there.
Right. Mm.
A lot of times men think it's this.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's
and
not.
Women are saying it's not that.
Yeah.
That's not what it was.
So I want to go. I want to, a lot of y'all watching. Chris Burton, my boy Chris Burton. What's up, fam?
Oh, we'll see y'all.
How you doing, man? So I want to, so I want y'all to understand this too. Like, even in the scripture, right? When it came to, the prophet Samuel, when he had to tell Levi about his sons, when he had to warn him.
Eli.
Thank you.
Yeah,
when he had to warn him about his sons.
That's all right.
Thank you. That's why you got to help me.
Use your help.
When he warned Eli, because Eli was allowing his sons to do whatever they wanted to do. They was running amok. They were sleeping with the people. They were misjudging. They were doing whatever.
They were wilding out.
So what they were not doing was following the order of God.
Right.
And what God did, what he did was he brought them to war. He destroyed them through war.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Jazz is on the line. Hey, Jazz, hey, girl. Jazz.
Hey, Jazzy.
And LaSonya. Hey, girl. Keisha. These are all our shout outs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, it's fine. It's fine. It's definitely shout out the love fellowship.
Those that we love.
Yes. So again, because they did not follow the order, they were doing their own thing.
Come on, what happened?
Here's another example of how it is destroyed when you do not follow the order of God.
Something that could have been built, that could have been
something that could have been so powerful.
Yeah. Yep.
Something that could have been so powerful. So, you know.
Give us something over here, Pastor BJ. I know you bubbling over there.
I was thinking about the very first instance with Adam and Eve.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
How the enemy approached Eve.
Come on now.
And convinced her, persuaded her to eat the forbidden fruit.
Uh-huh. Yes. Eat the fruit, enemy.
And the problem was,
yes,
here's the key problem, right, in my opinion, to everything that happened was Adam was out of place.
Come on.
Yeah. Can't no man approach my wife.
Come on.
And convince her anything.
That's right.
If I'm present.
Come on.
That's
right. Come on.
What did God say when he came back? Who did he call?
Adam.
He said Adam. He didn't say Eve. Where are you? He said Adam.
That's right.
Where are you?
That's right.
The problem was Adam wasn't where he was supposed to be, and that's why somebody else creeped to him and convinced her to do something. And look at us now. We're still suffering, but we're going to get it back. We're still struggling.
But we're going to get, I like that.
Yeah, we're going to get it back. Because men, we're getting back in our rightful places. It starts with him, but then it comes down to us.
Yes. That's right.
The problem is we think it starts with us.
My goodness.
Yeah.
If it ain't my way, it's the highway.
Yeah,
That's right.
This is my biggest mistake in marriage. I'm the man.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna tell me what
come
to do. I'm the man. I run the show.
Oh, mine.
Yeah,
right.
This me. I'm running the show.
Uh-huh.
And
Jesse's was follow me as I follow Christ.
Okay.
And we living how we
what
want
are you
to
following?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Living, but
yeah. It sounded good.
It sounded good.
I'm like, what? But I didn't even say what. I'm like, where?
LaSonya said the foundation of the relationship has to be solid and agree on one accord that you are headed to matrimony.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. See, we understand that, and I have to piggyback on what Pastor said. That is so true. That
my
is
Aunt
so
Dorothy's
true.
On the line. Hello.
That is so true. We come in trying to be the man, trying to compensate for, and you don't have to help. The thing is, you don't have to help God. He's already given you the dominion to do it.
Come on.
So one thing I'm noticing is, and I've been guilty of this, are we as women allowing men take their rightful place?
No. Hmm.
A lot of times, especially for women of color, we don't do what we what we want. Do we do what we have to do to make things work.
Survival.
We go into survival mode. That's the way we were built, right? We feel like, oh, if he can't do it, I'm gonna pick it up,
right?
And then we gonna sit back like
we gonna sit back and
chill. Yeah. Y'all see this? Come on.
Yeah.
Too often.
Man. So I think us as women, we have to learn. Oh, and it's so hard.
Come on, sis. Yeah. Come on, give it to them.
She's a boss.
It is so hard to sit back and watch them fail.
Keep it real.
Knowing that
you
ain't what the Lord
is.
Like, I could have helped you with that.
I
could have done that. Right. You know, it's so hard to sit back and let the man lead. And I think, you know, that's society right now. We have lots of mothers raising young men.
And we have been taught to be independent.
There you go.
But have we become too independent to the point where even some of us are afraid to get married, thinking that maybe what if I get married and I lose myself in him?
That is so true.
So are you not supposed to?
No, you're not supposed to. No matter, even if he is failing, no matter, even if you see the mishaps, no matter what, that is still not the order.
Yeah.
No, I was asking, are we not supposed to lose ourselves in one another?
Because I think we still become one. We are individuals. Yeah, right. At the same time, it's almost like you do become one because you complement each other so well. Yeah. That and even the way you think, because if you are doing it the way God called us to do it, I believe that, like, he may think a certain way. Originally, I didn't think this way. But because I love him enough to hear him and understand his heart, now I hear him and I understand. Then eventually, guess what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start understanding enough to pass that on to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And now, oh, you sound just like your husband. Oh, I do.
Oh, okay.
We won.
You know what I believe? You know what I believe? Because the woman, we got to realize when the scripture says he took the woman from it came from his rib.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So if that man is really lined up with God, that woman is a part of that man.
That's right.
So she's going to automatically fall in line with the structure that God created. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot. So what we do is, Thank you, love. We get kind of caught up and we get confused that we can kind of do this because, like he said, I'm the man here. I'm the man, and we abuse the authority that God gives us, because what we have to do is we don't rule. We was kind of trying to study this last night to find out if there was a difference between ruling and having dominion over.
Yeah,
talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? Because when you have dominion over it, I believe that's what God has given you the authority.
Yeah.
When you try to rule it, you take control over it.
You're taking it and trying to have control over it.
And we're going to do it this way. But when you have dominion, it's all ordered by
God. Everybody already knows. You ain't got to walk around.
You
don't have to
say it. Exactly.
Because we know.
You don't have to do that. You're right about it.
So what happens is, because that happens, now you have the women, because I want to say with you, that was so profound what you were talking about, how women, I really feel like because the family, and because the attack is on our black family.
There's a great attack because the family, Christians are one race of people.
Especially
And if you get to the head, it's easy to break the rest of the family down.
That's right.
So the attack is against the head.
Yep.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when that attack is on the head, then the women are automatically, they're taught to take over.
Yep.
I'm his helper, so I'm going to help do this.
Yep.
But the thing is, I believe that we got to be careful with that help, because sometimes that help can be a takeover and not be the help.
Sometimes that help can cause a man to crutch.
That's true.
And all of a sudden, you doing everything, and now you mad because you doing everything, and he don't seem like he's
doing
anything.
And read what Kim. Kim put something on there. That was,
Kim.
Kim Scott. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
What's she saying?
No,
somebody put something said about that was Lasagna.
She said, you talking about this one here. She said, yes, we have been taught independence, but we have to have the vulnerableness and be submissive. And Dr. Michelle West, hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
She said, if the man's failure is threatening the basic survival of the family unit, someone needs to step up, especially the women. Okay, before we get to Mia, y'all speak to that. She says, if the man's failure is threatening the basic survival of the family. Now, I'm hearing that one part loud and clear. The family unit, someone needs to step up, especially the women.
Can I say?
Sure, please, Pastor.
I'm going to be personal because early in my marriage, I was a bit immature. I still am these days, but thank you, God, for deliverance.
Amen.
But my wife, I knew for a fact my wife was a boss.
Uh-huh.
From the beginning, she was a boss. She had that boss mentality.
Right, okay.
And I would do things just because I knew I had that boss in the wife. that would have my back. You know what I mean? I go buy stuff I didn't need or go do stuff I didn't need to. Mm. And I knew my wife would, because she was a boss, she would come in. And so if she had to step back. She was like, okay, if we going to fail, we just got to fail together because he ain't getting it. Because I keep rescuing him.
Oh, there it is. And one the rescue.
We have to remember as women, our bodies are not built to handle
the weight.
The weight. That's
right. She was literally dying. Her heart. She was up at night. I feel her chest. Her heart was beating.
Wow.
Being worried about things she shouldn't have been worried about. I'm like, okay, Lord.
We're not built to handle that kind of stress. We may think, oh, we can handle it. You know, I felt like, oh, I'm doing this.
Right.
Right. But when you take a step back,
You're right.
We're not, our hearts are not meant, literally, this is science.
Yeah. Right. Come on, from
the medical field. Yeah. Where our hearts are not meant to handle that type of stress. And we're killing ourselves here because we're putting ourselves in a role that the man should be taking on.
Right.
As the head of the household, God then man,
right? That's right.
And taking on those challenges because he's built for it. His body is
built for it. I'm talking about when he created man from the dust of the ground, that was put in him, I believe.
Can
y'all get this picture of it? It's like the man is the foundation. He is the foundation. Could you imagine that God gave him the power to be able to
hold everything
up?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The weight and put it on our shoulders. We are that strong. Could you imagine how that looked? To move that man out the way and put the woman under the building, hold it up like that?
Right.
That is out of order.
Yeah. Speaking to what Dr. West said, if that man, his failures are threatening the basic survival of the family unit, who should step up? It starts with him.
Yeah.
It starts with God. Him. You have to go to God about the failures, not in a way that will cause God to you to be... Lord, you need to do not that, but go to him as this is your son.
Yeah.
And he's failing. He's threatening the unit of this is what's happening. And I need your help. I need to know what do as his wife.
Yeah.
I need to know because if not, I'm going to step up and we're going to be out of order. Mm-hmm. And God does not invest in anything.
That's right, Kim.
Yep. He gets no return on that.
Kim said, we are the helpers, not the head.
Yeah.
Right.
So you cannot. I don't care. That's why we got to make sure it's God.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Because, that's why you got to make sure it's God.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, especially in relationships.
Yes. Hey, Junjun.
You're going to feel those times because, again, we are still learning this thing.
Yeah.
Some of us came in from dysfunctional situations.
Wow.
So we were not that kind of, it wasn't put into us.
Yeah. Right.
So, again, we have to allow, especially if you know that you married this man in the midst of his process, then you got to be patient enough to allow his process to be fulfilled.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you step in over him before his process, then he'll never reach that. He'll step back and allow you to do that.
Stun his growth.
And let me just say, that's hard. That is so hard for independent women to do. Because me, as a female, I grew up, I had nothing but brothers. It was just me. And my daddy raised me and told me, you don't need no dude for nothing.
That's not what he said, but we're going to keep it like
that. Yeah, we're going to say dude. But he didn't say it like that, but he raised me like that. I could change a tire. I could go out there and change my oil if I need to.
She ain't going to do it, but
I'm not going to do it, but I can.
Yeah. I can change oil.
being raised
Thank you, Mark.
Being raised like that, it makes it hard for you to step back and just say, okay, if you're not going to do it, we're going to fail until you get it right. Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, we need this. Okay, you can't do it. Okay, I'm going to go out there and get it.
Right.
But if we start with him, we'll never fail, right?
That's right.
That's right. And see, the thing is, let me say, and I appreciate your vulnerability, Dr. West. She said, we ended up homeless because of my ex-husband's failures.
Wow.
We ended up in divorce. Wow, I do. I hate to hear that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And that's not something that we want to take lightly. However, anybody want to have anything, you know, with that?
Sometimes we understand that the rib is a vital organ.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I don't know anybody that
Well, the rib is in an organ.
Well, it's a vital.
It protects
the organ.
Thank you. It does.
Yeah,
it protects the vital organ.
Putting on there. Yeah, you're
right. Thank you.
The rib is an organ.
That's why I agree, but I knew what he meant.
Yeah, we knew.
The rib is what protects the vital organ.
Right, gotcha. Right.
But the thing is, a lot of times, some ribs are forced into being the protector, and it's not supposed to be. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we automatically have some protect in us. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is even though the rib is something small, but it has a big job,
Yeah.
A lot of times that rib that we try to fit into the body that it is not the body that that rib belongs to.
Okay, I see.
That's where I'm going with it. Yeah. That rib is not the rib for this body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because anything that God, again, when God puts it together, it the blessings of the Lord maketh rich,
yep,
and addeth no sorrow,
mm-hmm, yeah,
to it, to but him.
And I think a lot of times people who are in marriages who love God, you know, yeah, some of which who love God, may hear this and say, well, I'm dealing with it now. But we also have
Tony
to
Husky.
Remember, it was a lot we didn't know, mm-hmm, going into marriage. Yeah. It was a lot we was winging it. You, yeah, know, we had friends that we probably shouldn't have spoken to.
Yes,
or
yes,
we probably kept some stuff in that God may have needed us to go to counsel. You know, the rib don't work. What did the Bible say when you're going through something? You go to the elders of the church,
yeah, yeah,
or whatever the case. It's some things that we just didn't know. And then the elders of the church probably, forgive me for saying this to those who are great, but the elders wasn't in place. So you didn't trust that the stuff you were going through wasn't going to get preached the next Sunday. Mm. So you kept your stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And you see how all of this is out of order?
It's going to touch the pulpit, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to have to because we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was listening to somebody that was on Facebook the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this kind of lines up with what we're talking about today. And they was on there saying that They won't never get into a relationship with a woman if she's heavy set.
Yeah.
You know, she got to do all of this other stuff to make herself healthy. Mm. Or she come in with diabetes.
Mm.
And it was a bunch of men on there saying why they wouldn't talk to these certain women. But to me, and I think it goes with what she's saying, like mature love,
yeah,
it accepts. Mm. Mature love accepts. Meaning, if you have the love of Christ inside of you,
mm-hmm,
You're gonna love somebody into being better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, mm-hmm, again, when it's God, it grows.
Yeah.
It
nurtures. There
yes.
is growth.
Come on now.
So the growth is not in the appearance.
Yeah.
It's in the situation, making the whole situation better. Because, again, if you are that man,
mm-hmm,
no matter how big she comes in the relationship with, but if you are that man,
yeah,
that man of God, she'll come in with the desire, if I got to want this relationship to grow, then I got to do whatever I got to do. This is what I'm saying, like, as far as falling into place.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
she like her size.
Yeah.
And then maybe she like her size.
Right.
But again.
But as the man going in, you should make her feel even better about her size and her thighs and not make her feel like she needs to change that.
The skeletal system is an organ system. Okay.
Well, all right. Well, go ahead, right. Dr. West.
Dr.
Correct
West, thank you,
me,
Dr.
Please.
West. Ribs protect the kidney. So they are very important. Thank
you,
Dr. West.
You got it, Doc.
But a lot of times we
help the people, yeah, Doc.
Come on now. Lasagna says she know how to chop wood.
She says she independent.
You can. So, I mean, how would you feel? Like, there's certain things that women, I feel, also believe in relationship that women shouldn't do. Like, dump the garbage.
Yeah.
You know, like, go make the money for the food that could be cooked. But see, a lot of us get with men, and they don't even have these characteristics, mm-hmm, that would show you that they are men. And women, because most women have the characteristic of being nurturers,
mm-hmm,
they'll try to help this man get to being this person.
Treat him like a son.
Yeah, treat him just like a son.
Yes.
So what you now is you're married
Take
to your son
off,
instead
yeah.
of being married to the man of God
that's, right.
that's
yeah,
supposed
yeah,
to be
yeah.
in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Listen, we have Mia. She had a couple of good comments. I'm going to read this one, though. She said, when God allows the woman to see destruction, Proverbs 31 has to rise up. She says, similar to jumping the broom, the husband has lost all their money in investments, but she was saving up.
Hmm.
When he thought he had lost everything, his wife was already prepared like the
And in the winter season.
Girl, you better say that.
That's what I wanted to ask Dr. West was, during this season that you were going through with your ex-husband, were you actively seeking God about what you should do?
Yes.
Because I believe that as women, as help me, there are times where we'll have to step in and help our husbands when they are failing. We'll have to get behind them and help hold them up so that they can do what they need to do. And I think that there are times in our relationships where we are not mature enough in our relationships with Christ to know, hey, I need to take this to the Lord. And there's some difficulties that we have to go through, that we have to endure before we realize, oh, prayer really does change things. That's right.
It does.
That's right.
I remember John Gray got a lot of backlash years ago when he said that his wife was his covering.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't help but agree, because there were and still will be times where I don't know what to pray, I don't know what to say, but my wife, she sees things that I don't see. She hears things that I don't hear. I always ask her, what you see, baby? What you hear?
Wow.
Like, I hear the Lord saying this, and I'm like, okay, I don't see that. But because she's my helpmeet, and I'm the man that doesn't disqualify her from being able to cover me when I can't cover myself.
Even as
a pastor, there comes a time where I'm dealing with all of these other folks' problems, all of these other folks' issues, the church problems, and I forget to cover my own family or neglect it for a moment, and I need my wife, my helpmeet, my rib, my protector.
Yeah. Come on now with the protection
to cover me. And one night, she said, what you need, baby? I said, just put your hand on me, and I went right to sleep.
Oh, Lord.
Just put your hand on my back.
Yes. And he went right to sleep.
Slept like a baby. Slobbered it all night.
Yeah. You have to cover your man.
That was good.
Because she sees things I don't see.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Women, we have that.
But you know, I've noticed, too, Pastor, a lot of times, even in the church, a lot of times, what we try to do is we try to correct people all the time.
Yeah.
We try to correct them. Well, if you don't do this, you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
And I believe God gives us the order to lead them to him.
Yeah, that's why folks stand at home, because they don't want to be corrected.
They don't want to be corrected.
You don't tell me what to do. I can stay at home.
In reference to your question, did you read what Dr. West said?
I just read.
She went to the pastor's wife, but that didn't work. The more I helped, The worse he got, even until domestic violence took place. There was no good end to the situation.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
you sound like Dr. West. I'm not going to lie. And this is a moment of transparency for me, because this is my second marriage. My first marriage, it was all me. Mm. It was all me. Hmm. I was going through something, and this woman was there to only fill a void that still wasn't filled.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I felt, because I knew God, that doing it right was go ahead and get married. Now, God's going to honor the institution of marriage, but because the Bible does say what God has joined together.
Yeah.
So if God doesn't do it, you know what I'm saying, he'll give us our desire, but it's still what we wanted for ourselves. So now we go to God and say, and God be like, well, you chose that person. That's what you went and did.
Yeah.
He'll let you do it.
So I
understand that was my, because it got to the point. And trust me, I'm not even to this day, because we have a child together. So I would never talk bad about her. But I thank God for that experience, because it really taught me now to really trust on God, to really trust in God.
Yeah.
Because again, that's where it starts.
And I remember I kept asking him.
Chief cornerstone.
I said, Jesse, I mean, were you at least going like to God? And same thing you just asked. And he kept saying, I kept going to, who was it? It was a bishop he kept going to.
He kept going to the bishop.
And the bishop kept giving him word.
Giving me word to say that you can't get out of this. You can't leave. And it was like,
this and this,
I was like, there's no way, bishop. I'm going through hell. Like, there's no way that God could. There's no way. He said he wants me to prosper. Yeah. I'm miserable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even have no peace of mind. And God again said, you did that.
Yeah. Mm. But you are looking for your answer in a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
got
to go to God.
It starts with him.
Yeah.
It starts with him.
Everything,
not the bishop, not the prophet, not the man of God, but God.
Yeah. And we've
been trained today to go to your pastor, go to your first. It's like, no, because sometimes you're going to have LeJean. To, you're going to have to, like good meat make its own gravy. You're going to have to sit in that pot.
Sis.
And you're going to have to be quiet.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hide. You're going to have to put your head on
the veil was torn, so you don't have to go to nobody first.
But him,
you can go straight to him.
And you
him.
Know what? People act yourself. Like that's supposed to be the easiest tonight, way.
Yeah.
That's not always going to feel the most comfortable.
It's not.
Being
it's
on
not.
Your knees will all.
It's frustrating.
And then it's like, but he's still coming at me. He, God. See, the thing is, we have forgotten the power of God. God
power.
Says, in your weakness, that's yeah. when I'm made perfect. My
yeah,
strength.
Right, my
so
strength.
Your, yeah. make your strength perfect in me because
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
weak right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And it's like, yeah, when we irritate certain spirits, mm. then, of course, because we have to remember, it's a spiritual warfare.
It's a spiritual yeah. warfare.
It's not natural.
Yeah.
So all yeah. those, all the domestic violence right. that come out of it and all the mental abuse, all the abuse that comes out of it, you agitate. And some spirit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
only thing that you have in your arsenal, you have big bullets
yeah.
of Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Lord, I need you.
Yeah.
Father God, protect
Jesus.
Me from his
yeah.
hand, Lord. Your hand is bigger than his hand.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff. And then the thing that I feel like is happening today is because we're leaving so quick.
Yeah.
Quick to take the easy way out. I'm not saying telling nobody stay in no domestic violence.
No.
I'm not telling nobody do nothing. That's not my place. But what I am saying is a lot of times God says, I want to fix some stuff so that my people will have reference.
Yeah.
I want to be able to work on that. Even though it may seem like hard, the hardest thing, I want to work on that so my people can go now. I can tell this sister, look, I went through it, and let me tell you what
there.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me
yeah.
tell you the stuff yeah. he showed me, the stuff he told me.
Yeah.
And sometimes, look, he said, because I don't believe, this is personally me. This is, nobody said this. This is just what I think. Separation is not of God.
Okay.
I don't think that. Black and white. That's how I feel. Either we married or we divorced.
Yeah.
Because
that worm gonna spew that middle thing
yeah.
where you got me in limbo. First of all, and the reason why I really truly believe, because I was asking God about that, the reason why I don't believe it, because I feel like he big on not being separate.
Yeah.
He said, nothing can separate you out of my hand.
Yeah.
Nothing can separate me from the love of God. And in that marriage, it's supposed to be a depiction of
Him
and his bride.
That's right.
So if nothing can separate, he said, I'm married to the backslider.
Yeah. Nor death.
Nor death. yeah.
So it's
can
like,
separate
but
you.
See, the thing we missing is be careful how you start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop starting so quick, and it's the chemistry, and oh girl, we this and that we have
yeah,
to
yeah.
change the narrative. Because
yeah.
that stuff that comes so quick and so easy in the beginning, that stuff gonna fall off.
Uh-huh.
All that love quick. Bombing he doing
yeah.
to make you fall in love, and then
yeah.
all of a sudden he stop all of it, and you still looking for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. That start the race you. Right.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on, Pastor. I'm talking about Bishop. Come on, Bishop. Let's get it.
That was the tool he used to get you. And
right.
Now that he got you. Then what was the movie? The Tyler Perry movie where the lady, the young guy wooed this old lady and. He was wild
oh,
and
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then took all
I'm
the money.
I'm blanking on it. I can't remember.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to remember.
But it happens all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We lack, the people of God are lacking discernment. I think
discernment.
I said this a couple of weeks ago. And we
come
lack,
on with
we
the
fall
discernment.
For anything.
Yeah.
Anything that looks like God. And I told somebody, you can put lipstick on the snake. You can put you can change
still
his color,
snake?
But it's still a snake.
He said, knew I was a snake when
yeah.
you told me.
Yeah. And I read this little illustration about a snake who was in the bed with a woman, and she allowed the snake in the bed with her.
Yeah.
And the snake eventually, she went to the vet and asked, why did the snake do this? And the vet told her that the snake was just sizing her up to
yep.
eventually eat her.
Yeah.
Wow. Sizing her up.
Sizing
and
her
growing.
Up.
No matter
and growing.
What.
So he was
oh,
growing.
Y'all hear this.
He was growing every night, sizing her up to eat her. He was feeding her.
Oh, my.
I mean, she was feeding him.
Yeah.
She was clothing him. She
taking
gave him shelter, taking care of him. And he was just sizing.
Keeping him warm.
Yeah. Sizing
yeah.
her. Why? She liked discernment.
Mm.
A snake will always be a snake. I don't care how good it looks.
Yeah.
And one thing, too, Yeah, that's so true, Pastor. Because Maya Angelou got this poem that I tell. I live by.
How
this
many
path.
Of us get sized up? That's yeah. my question. Yeah.
Oh. When a person shows you who they are,
come on, yeah,
believe yeah. them.
This yeah. your favorite saying.
Because I live by say, that, man. People will show you who they
yes,
are.
Yes, they will.
But what happens is we get distracted from yeah. appearance. Yeah. We get distracted from uh-huh. things that infatuate us.
The situation yeah. is
we get infatuated by oh.
She said chemistry can just be an
infatuation.
Yeah. Infatuation. Yeah, yes, man. People blow stuff up in chemistry
yeah.
class.
Yeah.
That's true.
No, come not on. At all. So why do you feel like it is hard for people to really break free from something that they know and they see it? Because I see this a lot.
All the time.
I see it all the time.
Something they know is not good for them.
Something they know that's not good for them.
Ooh, why is it
and
hard
they say,
to break
and
away?
They, why is it hard for us to break Jesus. Away from it? I see it all the time.
Because they're looking at them and not him.
Yeah.
They're not looking at the start.
The Lord didn't
show
them.
They trying to start somewhere in the middle.
The Lord didn't show you
yeah.
who he was. And you were like, Lord, I like him though.
Right.
He yeah. bought me nice things. The love making is good.
Yes, yeah. yes. Come on.
But he bought me them new shoes.
Yeah. And you know, yeah. you know what?
Me this.
Not good.
A lot of people do not want to be lonely. I don't know what is wrong with being lonely. But I always say being by yourself, it actually gives you that time with God so that he can really show you who you
people
are.
People don't want to get
so
with
that
God.
You know, so that you know, when you know who you are, then you know what you need.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
all about identity.
And you won't settle.
Yes.
You won't settle.
Right, come on.
Singleness is not settling.
Yeah.
Yes. yeah.
It's preparation.
That's what it is.
Yes. It is the train, the next train stop to marriage. It's just...
Kia says we see potential, but it's really a distraction.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, but man. What do you see as potential? The muscles, or he got him?
He
can buy
you
me.
Feel a certain way.
But you
when
know
he spoke
some people will just take a happy
hours.
Meal. Some people will take a happy meal and think that this dude can take care of him.
Three babies later, and you still banking on potential.
Oh my goodness! Come on now.
He gave you three babies and a heart day.
Believe them.
Still banking wow. on his
yes.
potential.
Wow.
Come on, Bishop. Wow.
But he got potential.
Yeah. Right.
I see what he could be.
Yeah.
Oh, he was just mad today. I know he hit me in my face, but he was just mad.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Because, listen, this is the thing that's so interesting. Ooh. A lot of us getting into these relationships.
That's right, LeJean.
But the thing is, when I was reading, trying to figure out, Lord, okay, it starts with him. Let's go so much. Let's go
grace.
So far right, as yeah. it goes. It starts with him, but he speaks then to the man. Before Eve, and this was Tony Evans' words, not mine. He said before Eve was even introduced on the scene, mm-hmm. God still had something he had to give to Adam.
Yeah.
And he said it was a word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to give him a word. Now, this is after he gave him the place, because he,
yeah.
you know, after he gave him the provisions, after he gave him
but what was the
everything.
Word? But
the word was
God. Because the Bible says that in the beginning, the word was what?
God.
It was God.
Yeah. The word.
So what he was doing was
in
he
was
giving
was
him
word,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
yeah.
giving you me.
And
so I'm going to give you dominion to take care of what I created
yeah.
until
yeah.
I come.
Excuse me.
Because I'm
so,
coming.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming.
So yeah. if he's not giving you God, I mean, it may seem cliche, but it's real. This is why we're failing in this. If he's not giving you God,
that's right.
In the beginning, before Eve came, as amazing as we were, honey, we are the piece of resistance
yes, Lord.
Yeah.
on that painting. But that last
yeah.
stroke,
yeah.
before he gave that last stroke to that painting, he said, God. He gave him God, the word.
Jesus.
He gave us us. I mean, he gave us him.
Yeah.
And eventually he gave us y'all.
Come on
yeah.
now.
Yes,
that's the
right.
order.
That's the order.
That's the order.
So, man, if we ain't seeking him first and we try, my biggest
come on
issue
now. Come
I
on,
was,
come on,
I was
come
trying
on.
To please her.
My goodness.
That's why all the lying
be
came
real
to
about
place,
it.
Because I didn't want to yes. upset her.
Be yes. real about
and
it.
And the Lord was like, okay, well, you keep trying to do it your way.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And I'm going to just let y'all have it. And that's why y'all was butting heads every night.
That's right.
Arguing every night over tiles. Arguing over stupid stuff. And
yeah.
Because y'all have moved me out of the equation.
Wow. Yeah.
And then we want to add him when it's convenient.
When it's convenient.
Yeah.
When it's too late now.
Yeah.
Lord, did you?
Lord,
right.
okay, Lord.
I do that.
Lord, I'm
right.
depending on you. No. Where was I 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you need it.
I was just telling Lady Elisa that Sunday I hadn't gone over the songs like I should have. And you could tell. And it was like, but when I got up there to sing, I was like, okay, Holy Spirit,
yeah,
I need you. Yeah. And he was like, well, what you give me to work with?
And
he still, you know, did what he had to do, but that's what we do.
Yeah.
We come and we, Lord, we're I need you. I need. And then some of us, I've heard this before, well, maybe God have me here. Now, this is just girlfriend and boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, if you over the age of 23, 25, why you a girlfriend? Why you still a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Why?
Ooh, that's hard.
I'm talking about just when I got back with him, I was like, I don't want to be called a girlfriend. I didn't want that either. I'm 30-some years old. I'm not nobody's girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm grown.
Right. We adults.
Full grown.
But anyway, that's just me. Here's something, too.
Here's something, too. You'll know it's God, because even in trouble, it's still going to work out.
Yeah.
In arguments. I know this relationship is God because even when we argue, we work it out instantly.
Yeah.
And even if we can't argue with it, even if we can't work it out, God works it out because we allow him to do it.
We cultivated our argument. Well, he cultivated our arguments because it used to be a knockdown drag out when we first got started in this thing. Then it went from the knockdown drag, not fist fight, but you know, we, words. Then it went from that to him telling me, and I ain't gonna front, he shut up, stop talking to me.
Ooh.
I said, you ain't finna say, you know, we go into that. But what he was trying to say was, in the way he knew how, don't talk to me about it right now. But then after that, it got to that.
Yeah.
It subsided and it
got right to, okay, look,
we can't talk about this right now before. And then it went from that to now we just finished the whole argument right there.
Right there. Yeah.
And it's done. It's like it was cultivated. If it's no growth. If it's no cultivation going on, if it don't look like that, it's not him.
It's not. He said,
that's what I look like.
Time to go.
Because it's supposed to grow. I believe every man has been given the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Every man has been given their own Garden of Eden.
And we got to work it.
And you got to cultivate
it. You got to work it to make it right.
You got to grow it because everything you need is there.
But that's the problem. Like Lady Free said, everybody want to give up. We don't want to put in the work.
Right.
We want it to be easy. We see how Big Mama did. We didn't know what Big Mama
went through. Come on now.
The biggest mistake I made early in my marriage was, my father, I thought he was a great husband. Even her father, I think he's a great husband, but they love their wives differently. So what I thought I could do is add what my dad did.
Okay.
And add what her father does. And then add my own little sauce to it. Uh-huh. It would be great. And how did that work? It did not work at all. Wow. Because the women that they're married to or were married to is not her.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I had to really seek the Lord and say, Lord, you know what? I thought I knew how to love this woman, but I don't.
Yeah. Wow.
Lord, I need your help because everything that I'm doing, I go buy a flower. See,
I don't like flowers.
Yeah. I don't even like flowers like that.
I don't like flowers. Wow. See?
I go buy something, and I bought her some shoes. She never, some heels. Like, that's not my thing. I don't need long, big heels. That's not me. Love me, Lord, show me what this woman wants.
Come on.
Yeah.
Teach me how to love her.
And a lot of times we think we wrong because we said, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, it's not wrong.
So, girl, just wear it. At least I want him to know what I like.
Don't let me buy roses and you don't like them. See, that's being in tune with God. Yeah.
Because one thing God does is he teaches you how to love.
That's right.
And you will never miss. Because I did the same thing with her.
Yeah.
I buy shoes. She got shoes in closet.
Argue
I bought her.
In the shoe store.
Yeah. These look nice on you.
Who argues in the shoe store with a woman? That's our place.
Yeah.
You wanted me to wear these shoes.
They still sitting in the closet. She don't even like to wear heels no more.
Certain things, that I like to wear heels, but I was warned about my knees after wearing. Anyway, so look. You know, you wear heels for so long, your knees start messing up.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I'm a physical therapist and I...
You never heard that? Can you help? Can you look at my knees, please?
I can look at your knees.
Yes, I need you to look at my knees. But anyway, because I want to wear my heels again. You know how they do us, the heels. Okay, so...
He wanted me.
I don't like certain shoes on my feet.
Yeah.
Because I have that second long toe, that goddess toe.
Yeah.
So I don't like certain shoes, especially not peak toes, and then that second toe kind of go out longer than the top of the shoe.
Hang right. The shoe.
He saw some shoes, he liked them. He didn't understand that. A woman likes to feel good in the shoes she wear. I didn't feel good in it. So he felt offended.
Yeah.
Till I had to explain to him, this is how women are about it. We want the clothes to lay a certain way on us. Yeah. We feel good when the clothes feel a certain way, the shoes. Now he understand, but I had to be honest. I couldn't just wear them because one dress I gave away. Oops, my bad.
One dress.
I put it in that bag, girl, that giveaway bag, because I was like, hopefully he won't notice.
Ooh.
Because I didn't want that dress. It wasn't my style.
And that'd be me. I'd be out, and I just said, I'm going to buy her something.
And it's so sweet. He do.
But that's what I thought would make her happy, me buying her stuff, and I'm going to buy her a pair of shoes. I'm going to buy her this. This is showing her that I love her. And she was like, she get more joy. She get more joy in me just been sitting there, just even if she talking, just listening.
Yeah.
She get that is way more bigger than me buying $100 pair of shoes.
Keep your money in your pocket.
Keep my money. Yeah. And she tell me all the time, you ain't got to lose to win.
You don't have to lose to win.
Like, you ain't got to spend all this money because it don't take all of that.
Not
you know,
with me.
Just listen. Just be there. Just be the man of God that God called you to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even just, if I read the word with her, man, trust me, that worship that night is...
It, come yes, on with it.
That worship for the night, y'all, I'm telling you.
My goodness. Hallelujah.
Because you can find a regular man anywhere, but a man that actually love to read the word and just line upon line, what they say, precept upon precept. I'll be like, yes.
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's get it.
So, that's y'all, so y'all, listen, man. Man, listen, y'all.
Excuse me.
Listen, Jesus, this is a fireball tonight.
Fireball.
These guests here, we are so excited. Y'all, we are so excited, y'all, that we have some special guests with us. And
this hour go by real quick. Yeah, that's
why I kept looking at my watch. Wow. I'm like, man, we got so
Where's
much to say.
The time? I know,
y'all. But this is why I just can't stop, y'all. That's why we gotta plan this. We gotta plan this gala. Yeah. We gotta do it so we can have the round table discussion.
Yeah.
We can keep going because the people are coming. The people are coming on, and they loving this. And they loving this, and Lord, and when I tell you, y'all, this is not scripted. I promise you,
at all.
This is nobody. I got a piece of paper on, but I didn't even look at it, and it was just.
Listen.
But this is not scripted, y'all. I'm telling you, man. This is how you know when God is.
You say, don't buy me nothing.
Come on, click.
Come on, that's Kim. That's my girl, y'all.
Kim Scott.
That's my girl.
Don't buy me nothing.
With a capital NOTIHISG.
You get. Let me come home in that basket of clothes folded.
Yes,
boy.
Now, I can't fold. Now, one thing, I wash the clothes, but if folding them, I'm not going to do it.
I ain't
folding no clothes, Kim. But Kim Scott, I ain't folding no clothes.
Look, but let that floor be vacuumed and them lines be
come
in the room.
Come on, the
come
lines.
On now.
Yes.
Okay. These things matter. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
But see, this is why you gotta
know how to love me.
That's why you gotta understand and know who you with. Know those that labor among you, y'all. Mm-hmm. And know I was telling somebody today, it was a young guy in my chair, I was talking to him, and a lot of young people they don't really understand dating today. Mm-hmm. Dating, like I said earlier, dating has been tainted by the world.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's so weird because again, we associate dating automatically with sex.
Yeah.
Right. And that's just the automatic thing when it comes to dating. Like, I gotta have sex with this girl because I took her out to dinner.
Yeah.
So I spent money on her. She gonna give me a reward for doing that.
Yeah.
And that's what the society, that's what they're taught.
Yeah.
And because they don't really know the meat. And that's, to me, that's not even like studying the word of God. You can't just look at the scripture and not look at the whole chapter understand what that scripture is talking about. You got to really dig deep
to get a
full understanding of what you're about to embark in.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can't, I told the guy, man, do a history, a background check. Yeah. Find out whether her parents are together.
Yeah.
You know, get to know these things so you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Because you may be coming on and on taking on a burden that you're not even ready to handle yourself.
Right.
Yep.
You got two broken people trying to be in a relationship. You know how hard that is?
Yeah. And I mean, and it's cool.
Soul ties.
You can still be with someone who's in a broken family, but just know things that happen to that person and know that you're going to have to come up against some of those things.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
So I hope you don't mind, Pastor Jay. This is my question to conclude all of this. Pastor BJ, Lady Alicia, when it says it starts with him, can y'all give us something? Like, just overall, it starts with him.
So, since it started with me, I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, he always loves to let her go first.
Ladies first.
Come on, girl.
Well, I think whenever you are out in the world, and even right now, if you are married and in a relationship with your husband, you need to remind and remember that anything that you are going through or anything that you could come up against, you can take it to the Father and he can handle it. There is nothing that's too hard for him. Yes. There is nothing that he is not concerned about when it comes to you and your marriage. Yep. Yep. There is nothing that he doesn't already know. He's just waiting on you to come to him and say, and even if you're in a relationship and you didn't even consider starting with him, it's not too late to go back to him and say, Lord,
that's right.
I'm here.
Yeah.
What is it that you want me to do? And I think sometimes we're quick to blame the other person.
Come on now.
When it's time for some self-reflection. And what is it in me?
Come on.
That I need to change or that I need to, do I need to talk to you more? Yeah. Is it that I need to pray more? Is it that I need to read the word more? Because sometimes it's not the other person all the time. Sometimes it lies with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes
how did you help him?
That's right. Sometimes we're not showing enough grace. And that's the thing that a lot of us women, we don't receive or give grace easily.
Wow.
It takes work for us to do that. So we have to be willing to give grace in those times and go back to the Father and pray about it and seek him. And like, one thing I want you to remember is that the key thing that you have to remember is if your garden is not growing, it's not being cultivated. And if it's not being cultivated, it's because God is not in it.
It's not him.
It's not him. Because it all starts with him.
Oh, Lord, girl.
The doors of the church are now open. The doors of the church are now open.
I still have to go after all that.
The doors of the church are now open.
This is, I'm going to go back to years ago when we used to have a marriage group at the church and the men would separate and the women would separate. And what I would hear, this was early on, I was a young minister who was a newlywed with a child on the way. And I would always hear, not all the men, but a couple of men in particular complaining about what their wives wasn't doing or what they thought their wives should be doing or what they thought marriage should be like. And we went to the scripture, we would dial into the scripture, and they would skip the first part of it and go and jump up what the women said. The scripture said, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And then it said, women, whatever. See, I don't even know what it told the woman because it's not talking to me. We shouldn't even be worried about what that says because they weren't talking to us. We need to focus on what he said. He said, husbands, love your wife as he loved the church.
Come on.
All of that stuff is irrelevant to us. We must still love our wives as he loved the church. I don't care what my wife not doing. I don't care if we are unhappy. We are arguing right now. The scripture says, husbands, love your wife as he love the church.
Yeah.
And the problem is we're so focused on what he not doing or what she not doing, and we should do what the scripture tells us to do.
Yeah.
And it has given us detailed instructions on our God-given assignment, how to love these women. And we should love this woman like he loved the church. The church has been unfaithful. The church has been negligent in their assignment. The church hasn't been doing well, even in this season and in the pandemic, we hadn't been doing what we supposed to do.
Come on now.
But yet Christ still loves us.
He still loves us.
So we should love our wives.
That's right.
As he loved the church. I don't care what. Stop it there.
Preach right there.
We too worried about other stuff.
Yeah.
Come on.
He wasn't talking to me. He wasn't talking to me when when he said wives. I stopped listening then because I got to do my assignment.
Wow. Yeah.
And then if I do my assignment, then guess what? Everything else will fall in place because it starts with him.
him. It started with him.
And that's I know somebody okay, is probably come on, come saying on. It's easier said than done.
Yeah, it
right?
is. But
yeah, okay.
once you get that in your spirit.
But then, I want you to try it. I'm going to dare you. Yes. I'm going to dare you
come
to try
on now.
It.
Yeah. Not, come on. So look yeah. right there and say
it's
it.
It's a dare.
Come on that's now. Right.
I'm going to dare you.
Devil
to try
dog,
it.
Dare you.
You're going through some things. Take it she to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
She won't submit. Give her something to submit to.
Yeah. Come on.
It's hard to come behind that, but they so. Powerful. Hey, it's on. Like they. I want to come.
Come on,
I want to say something.
You
about,
jump
I
in,
just
like,
want to jump in. Like, the, yo, like come on, can
dutch.
I get you? Wow, powerful, powerful, y'all. I said I used to hear the statement, "Happy wife,
happy life."
Life.
Come
yeah.
on.
And that thing aggravated me so bad
yeah.
because I used to feel
what
like,
about me?
Why everybody in the house can't be happy? But now I'm learning now. If you please God.
Yeah.
yeah.
That's it.
Because they even change it to happy yeah. spouse, happy house. So they try to include everybody.
Try to include everybody. But if you please God.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to do that. All you got to do is be obedient.
Yeah.
It's so simple.
Right.
We make it hard.
Yeah.
We make everything hard because we try to put our will in what God has for us to do. And it can't, it's my thy will be done.
Yeah. yeah.
Not my will, but thy will be
Come
done.
Come on now. Yeah.
So God is in control, and
yeah.
he has to have the dominion over your soul and
yeah,
over your
yeah.
life.
Come on with it.
For you to be able to function, not to just be existing,
yeah.
but you don't want to just exist. You want to have the enjoy the fullness thereof.
Yeah.
You want to enjoy it to
yeah.
the level of where,
I do.
Where
I
it overflows.
Because when
the scripture said that he pours you out a blessing that you
yeah.
won't have room enough to
yeah.
receive.
Yeah.
So that means he has more.
He can do exceedingly.
Yes,
yes.
That's it. He
yeah.
wants to give you more.
Yeah.
When you do it, you only
Come
reach to
on
the, you don't even
it.
Reach the level of what
yeah.
God has for you.
Yes.
Everything he has is more.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
over.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
an abundance.
Yeah.
It's,
come
on
now.
Come on.
Listen.
It's untapped, man.
Look, it's nothing else to be said at this point.
Yeah.
After all of them fireballs.
Fireballs.
But it starts with him.
Yeah.
He will give it to the man,
yeah.
and the man should deliver it to the family.
Yeah.
If it does not look like what you heard here,
yeah.
it ain't him.
Yeah.
It ain't
it's
him.
Not him.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all, we're going to have to do something. We're going to talk with Quincy and we're going to have to do this at the church too, y'all. We're going to mix this up because I got to keep my pastors involved with this podcast because Lord knows
it's too much
goodness coming out of this. And Pastor did tell us that we got to get busy coming
yeah.
2022.
Yeah, it's work to do.
So it's
yeah.
work to do. So
yeah.
we got to use another platform to win y'all. We're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
So this is not going to stop, y'all. This is not going to stop.
Hey, we coming for y'all.
Yes.
Yeah. All of y'all. We
yes.
Y'all.
Yes. I told him that God put it in my heart
yeah.
to rescue every broken marriage.
Yeah.
yeah.
Not just in Houston, but.
Yeah.
All over.
Yeah.
Because this is to be honest with you, Pastor, I believe, and we're done.
We're
I
done.
Believe that this is what grows a church when you build a family.
Yeah.
Because that's what family
that.
Is. That's what the
what
church is made of.
Yep.
It's family.
That's right.
So we build the family. Again, yeah. that's what we're better grow the church.
Yeah. It starts with him, y'all.
Yeah.
If you want to start this race,
start
you
got to
start with him.
And yes. finish with him.
Yeah, because if you do anything else is uncivilized.
That's right.
That's we're coming nice. To you live from Sacred Stone, y'all. We want to give
Sacred
a shout out
Stone.
To Quincy
Studios.
And the boys.
Yes.
Sacred Stone
Come
Studios.
On with it.
They
Willow
will,
Ridge
they,
alum.
They, that's right. They will bring. They will record at your place, y'all.
That's
yes.
wonderful
right.
facility.
For
yes.
a fee.
Yes.
yes. For a fee.
For right. a fee, y'all.
Until next time.
Wait, sorry. So we can't. We got to close, y'all. And Bishop, since he left last week, I'm sorry.
Took
I can't.
Us to the mountain
since he
top.
Took us to the mountaintop,
Come
I want
on.
Him to take us in tonight and close us out
yes.
as we get ready to go, y'all.
Yes, yes.
Bishop,
yes.
I
Come
can't
on,
let
Lord.
I gotta let you play. Let
in
it close us out.
In the name of Jesus.
All right. You gotta hold my hand.
Yeah.
Give me all your hand.
Father God, we thank you for this time again.
Yes, yes,
Lord, we thank you for reminding us that it starts with
it
you.
It starts
yes,
with
Lord,
you.
Lord, at every listener at the sound of my voice, Lord, I want them to know that everything that they're going through,
in
whatever
the
they're dealing
Jesus.
With, Lord, whatever might be ailing them, Lord, let them yes, seek you first.
Yes, God.
Lord, let them seek you first above all else. To the parent that's out there that can't get their kids everything
yes,
they want
God.
For Christmas,
yes,
Lord,
God.
Let them
yeah.
seek you because
seek
you are the real reason
yes,
for for this season. So, Lord, above all else, Lord, let us celebrate you. Because you alone are worthy. You alone are wonderful. You alone are powerful. You alone are amazing. So, Lord, we celebrate you even right now in this studio. Lord, we pray for Pastor Jay and Lady Freed. Lord, we ask that you deposit back into them, Lord, what they poured into us, Lord, a thousandfold. Lord, whatever. Lord, I ask that you bless them tremendously, Lord. Let them have all the resources they need to continue to do the works of you who sent them, Lord. Lord, every relationship, every marriage, Lord, let them touch, heal, and deliver, Lord, because you... Marriages are the true representation of how you feel about your bride, the church. So, Lord, we pray for them as they go out and do the works. Lord, let them continue to be disciples, continue to reach the masses, Lord. And, Lord, you give them whatever they need, Lord, whatever they're lacking, wherever they're broken, Lord, give them what they need to continue to work the works of you who sent them. Because, Lord, they will reach the masses. Lord, order their steps, make their pathway righteous before you. Lord, give them what they need, every listener. No, well, Lord, whatever they're standing whatever in the need of, let you, Lord, meet them right where they are, Lord, because you can do all things. You are wonderful.
Yes,
you are amazing. You are powerful.
Awesome,
great and mighty are you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, even on a Tuesday night, Lord, you are still worthy of the praise. You are still worthy of the honor. Lord, and we worship you and praise you right here in this studio because you are worthy.
You are worthy.
We shout hallelujah to your name.
Hallelujah.
Even in this studio, we shout hallelujah to your name. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Let Pastor Jay and Lady Free get to their home safely.
Glory,
and Lord,
God.
We pray that you not only meet them there, but you meet them there.
Yes,
Lord, let them rest in your presence. Let them rest in your peace,
thank
Lord.
You,
let them let them get the rest they need to continue the work. The works.
Yes, Lord.
Restoration.
Thank you, Lord. Restoration.
It's in your name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah and amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hey,
hey, Mama.
Love fellowship.
Hey, Mama.
Hey.
This time. Hey, Miss Donna.
Hey, Mama.
Mother is on the line. Listen, until next time, this is Shift Real Talk
Tuesdays. And love fellowship. And love fellowship.
Love fellowship.
We shift
Houston.
Tonight.
Y'all, we shifted tonight.
Yeah, we shift.
All right, guys. Man. We love you. And until next Tuesday.
I'm a shifting now.
Yes.
Wow, man.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.